Proclamation number 5657 of 21st of April, 1953. Why the Gospel teaches only love. Deeper knowledge. Fire of love radiates light and wisdom. My will is to fulfill the commandments of love, because this alone can give you what you lack. You entered earthly life completely without knowledge, and you will leave it just as without knowledge if you don't pay attention to my commandments of love. For what you acquire in intellectual knowledge cannot be regarded as knowledge as soon as you enter the kingdom of the beyond, where only love is valued and therefore only the knowledge which has earned you a life of love. For you must consider that to be knowledgeable means to have fullest knowledge of your beginning and your destiny. This knowledge cannot be gained intellectually, but it can be gained through a life of unselfish neighborly love, because love is the fire which radiates light. Thus clearest recognition of all things, both of the spiritual as well as the earthly world and their connections with the Creator of Infinity. No light can be given to you without love, because only light comes forth from the fire of love. But you will only be blissfully happy when you stand in the light, when you know everything, for this knowledge is a sign of union with me, who wants to prepare these beatitudes for you. But love ensures your union with me, for I myself am love from eternity. I want to draw you to myself, I want to make you eternally blessed, I want to give you light. Therefore I can only advise you to live in love. And therefore I gave you the commandments of love for me and for your neighbor, because if you fulfill them, you prepare beatitude for yourselves, because then you enter the love stream which gives you light. Realization, a rich knowledge which increases the deeper love becomes in you and therefore also constantly increases your beatitude. How this increased happiness expresses itself in the spiritual kingdom cannot be made comprehensible to you who still live on earth. But on earth you can already stand in the most radiant light, thus in a realization which can lift you far above your fellow human beings but which you cannot impart to those who do not live like you on earth, i.e., in constant loving activity. For knowledge cannot be conveyed, it is to be gained through love itself. Intellectual knowledge can indeed be transferred, it can be adopted and further developed, but intellectual knowledge is worthless for eternity. Realization, however, is spiritual knowledge. Clarity about things and correlations which cannot be researched and proven on earth but which constitute true life, which are everlasting and retains their value eternally. Spiritual knowledge will never be accepted by an intellectual person who does not live in love, for he lacks light and therefore recognizes nothing because he walks in darkness. In contrast, the spirit of a person who works with love is enlightened, even if his intellect is not sharp and he therefore attracts little attention from his fellow human beings. And this light will never go out and also emit its rays in the spiritual kingdom. He will always be able to give because he possesses. And therefore the gospel only teaches love. I myself gave people the path which leads to me, to eternal light. The proclamation of profound truths would have been completely useless because only people willing to love would have understood them, whereas they would only have made others confused and unfree and yet would never have found acceptance, thus such knowledge would have been conveyed to people for no purpose at all. but which they could gain at any time if only they fulfilled my commandments of love. No person will be denied knowledge which he desires. But people who live without love never desire the right knowledge. They fear the truth and don't want to hear it, and therefore can never receive it until they change to love, which also results in a change of their knowledge. But without love there is no brightness of spirit, without love there is no knowledge which corresponds to truth, and without love the pure truth is never recognized and therefore always rejected, which signifies spiritual darkness. Amen.